As one of my friends remarked on Facebook, Mother Nature really meant it. Metro Detroit's digging up from under the third biggest snowstorm in recorded history, officially 16.7 inches. And the irony of today being Groundhog Day was, well, it was just too rich for us to pass up. Dr. Jeff Masters of Weather Underground is here with us now. When is the last time we had a single day snowfall like this, Jeff?
It's been 40 years. Back in 1974, when I was just a little boy in junior high, I was shoveling our 19.1 inches that fell on November 30th and December 1st.
Now, I was talking with someone who lives north of I-69 and then someone else who's in the Kalkaska area. And I'll be honest, they were kind of chortling and chuckling and pretty pleased that it was Southeast Michigan's turn to really get hammered for a change.
Yeah, they only got about 6 inches up there, and Metro Airport got about the most of anybody, 17 roughly. Wayne County, Kalamazoo, Battle Creek all got 18 inches, something like that.
What's ahead for this week for the state?
Yeah, it's going to stay cold, and we got a couple little snowstorms coming through. First one on Tuesday night looks like an inch or two, then maybe one on Friday, maybe only 1 inch. And then on Sunday, we've got a chance of a more significant snow. Too early to tell, but that one could be 4 to 6 inches.
And then we have good old Phil in Punxsutawney, PA, out making his annual prognostication. And for anyone who missed it, the verdict is?
6 more weeks of winter, and I think that's probably a good call this year.
Where did that tradition come from, Jeff?
It came from Europe. Back in the old days, the pagan holiday, which was February 2nd, Candlemas, was thought that if you took a badger out and it saw its shadow, then it would be 6 more weeks of winter. Well, when they came over to the North American continent, they decided to keep that tradition. There weren't any badgers, so they picked the next best animal, which was a groundhog, and carried on the tradition.
Well, from one weather prognosticator to another, how would you grade Punxsutawney Phil's track record?
Yeah, it's pretty hard to forecast for the whole country from Pennsylvania. He's had a less than 50% odds of success when he talks about warmer than average versus colder than average conditions based on seeing his shadow.
Well, but it did lead to a pretty funny movie.
Oh, that's one of my all-time favorites.
Dr. Jeff Masters of Weather Underground, who has been shoveling and shoveling and shoveling. Rest up your arm, and let's hope you're not using that shovel again for the near future.
All right. Thank you very much.